Let's learn to the Simen Tav Resh Chaf Tes. It's a big sif. We're not going to go through the whole thing tonight. We'll probably finish it tomorrow night. But this discusses the inyanim of halachas of schach, kosher schach, basel schach. So the Mechaber says right in the beginning, Sif Aleph, Davar shemisakchin bo, that which you use to create schach, tzarech sheyehet sameach min haaretz, needs to be something that grows from the ground. The talush has to be something detached from the ground, has to once have grown from the ground, now detached from the ground. Veinu makabel tuma, and also can be something that is makabel tuma in its current state. And something that's really roi, can't be something that's roi to be makabel tuma. That's any type of kli or food is roi to be makabel tuma, so that's possible. So even though an apple or grape grows from the ground and is detached from the ground, it's going to be possible because food can be makabel tuma. Aval davar she'enot sameach min haaretz, something that doesn't grow from the ground, af api shegidula min haaretz, even though it grows from the ground, veinu makabel tuma, we'll get to where that case is in just a second. So even though it grows from the ground, ainu makabel tuma is not makabel tuma, kigon oros shel behema. So oros shel behema is hides of animal, the skin, so that is gidula min haaretz, it grows from the ground. What it means is, the Gemara says, it nourishes itself from the ground, but it doesn't grow from the ground. It's not attached to the ground ever. And shelo nevda, that it was never processed, never tanned, that it was not makabel tuma. So leather from the animal, if it's not nevad, it's not roi for makabel tuma. So it's still possible because it's not gidula min haaretz. O minei matachos, or types of metals or minerals, even though it comes from the ground, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah in a second, that's not really, it doesn't grow from the ground. So these are examples of ein misakchin bahem. You don't use them for schach, and the Rambam finishes off saying, v'chein ein misakchin ba'afar. You also don't use dirt either. Now, they discuss how could you ever use dirt. Dirt's going to just fall apart, how that's not really such a practical use. But whatever type of situation a person could think of using dirt, that's going to be possible as well, because it doesn't grow from the ground. Yeah, it is ground, but it doesn't grow from the ground.
So like those thatched roofs, they grass. That's what it means.
Thatch
roof. You see the tropics have these.
I'm not so well traveled. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah says, "Oh shkoyach, thank you." The Mishnah Berurah explains sifkat and alav tzarich sheyehei dichsivchag asukos tasev agom. And the pasuk says you should make sukkos v'aspecha begarncha miyikveka from the different things from the ground. So what does it mean, that which comes from the gorin, the threshing field, and miyikveka, from where they separate the grapes and stuff. So the Gemara Darshan says, Mishnah Berurah says, Darshinan, Shiyase asukos mimashi ma'asef mipsoles gorin, the yekev, to make the sukkah from that which is the bad, the psoles. So what happens in the threshing field is they take types of wheat, kernels, they throw it up in the air, and the wind would come blow away certain parts, the zora, and they take the good parts. So there'd be a lot of psoles, the shaft on the ground, which they wouldn't use. So the pasuk's telling us, chaga sukos tase, make the sukkah from aspeka, when you gather together, mi garnka mi kveka, that which is remaining in the gora, and that's what's supposed to be used to build the sukkah. That's the drasha from the Gemara. The hainu, says the Mishnah Berurah, kashin, a type of straw of eshkolos rekanin, empty clusters where the grapes have been removed already. Hilkach ein misakchin ela bedavar shetameach min aretz, has to be something that grows from the ground. V'hu achshav talish, now it's detached. Ve'ein makabel tuma. That's how we learn this criteria from this pasuk. Dumya the psolas garen v'yekev sheish behem kol dvarim halalu. Fine.
How can you possibly use that? How do you use grape skins?
No, not grape skins. No. The branches that hold the grapes of the cluster. Yeah. Fine. Gemara now, then the Gemara. The Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkat Nandalad, Mina Matachos, types of metals and minerals, Kigon Chatikos Matachos, pieces of metal that you find in the ground, Shlov Nasim Hem Shum Kalim, that wasn't used to make a Kali. Now, if it was to use a Kali, that's certainly going to be possible. Even if it's in the natural form of the metal, Shadayin Einam Makabal Tuma, where it's not yet ready to be Makabal Tuma, the Af Diyasodam Gam Kain Min Aretz, even though it's really its essence, it comes from the ground. You find metals in the ground, that's where it's found. Huadin Afer Mamish, dirt itself as well, that's Mamish Karka. Afilu Hachi Ein Misakchin Behem, you don't use it, you can't use it for Shach. Divaina Dafka Sheyehu Tzomchin Min Akarka, has to grow from the ground below Karka Mamish, not actual Karka. So there's an interesting discussion. What about the use of glass? Could you use glass for schach? So the Prima Gadim, I don't know what the suffix was exactly. I don't know if he didn't know where glass came from or the different types of glass, but he used the suffix whether glass came from the sand or whether it came from the tree. And therefore he says if a person stuck, you could use it glass because it might come from trees, but just don't say a bracha. Now we know, and the post can point out, we know that it doesn't come from trees. Glass is made from sand. It's afar, in which case schach from glass would be possible. You can't use glass as schach. But there is an interesting discussion. If you do use glass as schach, what type of psul would it be? Would it be a psul as avir, as empty space, because it doesn't provide any shade? Or is it going to be considered schach possible? What's an afkamina? Either way, you can't sit underneath it. It's an open space or it's schach possible. So the nafkamin is, could you place glass over schach kasher? I've got schach kasher, now I put it over my retractable roof, I've got a glass roof on top of this. So now, if it's schach pasul, so it disqualifies my schach kasher. If it's viewed as mamash of your empty space, it's completely permitted to use it. And that's a discussion that Chazanish has. Maskana, I imagine they all say probably not to cover it in glass, but maybe if it's raining, you have no other way to do it, and you want to sin the sukkah, so maybe put your glass covering over, and there is one tzad to say you're still being yotze sitting in the sukkah.
What if they say it's like a tikkun? Because glass, there's nothing, rain can't get in.
That's a whole other discussion whether that's really a question or not. Let's say you have pieces of glass, you know, little pieces, you're broken up in parts like that. Will that be an issue? So the Gemara now, I keep saying the Gemara. Shulchan Aruch says, Sif Beis, V'chein Davar Shemekabel Tuma, something that's Mekabel Tuma, Kigon Shfudim Varuchos Hamita, if you have little beams or bars or posts, bedposts, V'chol Kalim, any other type of utensil, Ein Misachim Behen, you can't use them because once it becomes a Kali, Kalim are Ra'i to be Mekabel Tuma. V'afilu Im Nishbaru, even if they break, Shlo Nishar Behem Shir Kabal Tuma. Even if they break, it's possible you can never use them for schach. You know, we could skip this Mishabura, I think. Fine. Let's go to the next Shulchan Aruch Siv Gimel. Schacha bechitzim she'en lehem beis kibul ksheira. Let's say you want to use arrows that don't have a beis kibul ksheira. The Gemara talks about two different types of arrows. There's the wooden piece and then there's the metal, the arrow part, the sharp part. So some type of arrows, there's a point where the wood is a stick, and inside the metal arrowhead is a hole, so you stick the stick in the hole. So that's a type of wood that's kasher. There's another type which is called the nekeva, where there's a hole, and you put the metal arrow into the wooden hole. That's a nekeva wood, that's possible because it has a base kibul. When it comes to wood, what type of wood is mekabel tuma? If it has a base kibul, where there's a little cup, a little cavity that could hold something, that's roi lekabel tuma. So again, chitim, arrows that are zacharim, that are male arrows, if you will, there is no kli kibul, that is kosher for a schach. B'sheyesh ba'em beis kibul, says the mechaber, if it has that little cavity, so then it would be psul. So that's the klal. So what's the relevance to us? If you look down to the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud, he says ksheira. Vim hayu pam achas bibarzel, psulim. Let's say there was once barzel attached to the head, some metal attached to the arrow, afa pisha nitlo acharkach, if you removed it, still nonetheless, kevan de pam achas hayu ruim lekabel tuma, once, even though at one point in time it had the ability to be mekabel tuma, nishar shem psulim, it's possible forever, kanal. So let's say you have a broom. Sure, broom is the best example. But let's say a broom, and that you screw off the top of the broom, so you have that stick, and then the other broom part is now detached from it. So assuming that broom is possible, I imagine it is. So once it was a part of a broom, it's possible forever, even though you've detached it from it. It looks like a regular stick now. If you never attached it to the broom, so then that would be kosher. But once you've attached it and then you've detached it, it's possible forever. But says the Mishnah Berurah, kanim hanivram chalulim, reads that are created with little cavities, little holes. They're hollow inside, which is namely bamboo. That's bamboo. So you have bamboo, kanim hanivram chalulim, that are, again, they are grown hollow. Af al pi sheyesh lehem beis kibul, even though it has a base kibul, it could hold water. You could, in theory, put water in there if you balance it out. Ein mekablam tuma, it doesn't accept tuma. Lefi shelo nasu lekabal, it wasn't made. It wasn't Hashem didn't create the reeds, these bamboo, to hold water in it, to be mekabel something. And lefikach mutter lesakech behem, one's allowed to, and that's, of course, the many of our practices use bamboo. V'chein mutter lesakech betzinor, you could even use a pipe. A pipe made of wood, that is. Lefi shelo nasa lekabala, a pipe isn't meant to hold water, it's meant to have water pass through it, but not to hold on to water. The Shar Tzion does point out here, I think it's Sif Katan Ches maybe. If you look at Sif Katan Ches in the Shar Tzion, Ayin Biyardeya, Simin Reish Aleph, Sif Lamed Vav, De'im Chokok Bimarzev Guma. Let's say in the bottom of that pipe, your wooden pipe, you had dug a, made a little line below it, like a little gutter in it. Lekabel Tzraros Mekabel Tuma. So in other words, you have a pipe. I don't know if they make pipes like this nowadays, but you have a pipe, and in the bottom of the pipe, you make a little line that's carved inside, so if any pebbles come, the pebbles fall in that little crack below, and the water passes through smoothly. So if you have such a little line in the pipe, that would make it possible, because that was made to be makabel something, like the little pebbles that are there. But a stamp pipe, a wooden pipe, was not meant to be makabel something, and can be used as can the bamboo be used. The Mishabur now says, Viter, V'chol kli eitz harachav k'tzas. Now this is very, very important. Any piece of wood that's a little wide. So imagine you have a 2x4 beam. So now it's a little wide. There's some distance to it, with some width to it. V'roi laniach alav davar. Now it's fit to place something on top of this beam. It's mekabel tuma midrabanan. On a derabanan level, a kli eitz, a pshute kli eitz, it's flat, even though there's no base kibul. But since it's flat enough to place something on top of it, it's makabel tuma midrabanan, and it's dummy le base kibul. It's similar to having a little cavity, and would be possible from being used for schach. So I didn't see this discussed, how wide it has to be considered possible. But you have to be very careful. I imagine a regular beam, from what I've seen, a 2x4. I imagine that's not considered wide enough to hold something. You could obviously put a tiny rock on it. But I imagine that's not considered wide enough to make it kli. But I don't know the lachas of kalim, so I'm not entirely sure. But just from what I've seen, I imagine it's kosher.
When you take, let's say, bamboo, any type of schach, and you're putting it on top of that to hold the schach up,
mm-hmm.
So it is being used to hold something.
Yeah, but it's only being holding something because there's another one over there that's holding it also. It's not holding it independently. It's two different things at two different places. It's not because the schach, the raya I would bring is you could put a piece of rock, on top of the beam and hold on to it. So again, I don't know the shear of how wide it has to be to make it tame. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch now says further, Sif Hey, very important halacha here. Sif Hey says, Bachavalim, when it comes to different types of ropes or strings, shall pishtan, made of types of flax of something, of some sort, it's psula. If it's made, shall gemi, v'shel siv ksher. If it's made of some type of, how do they define it? No one has an article here.
Rubber,
yeah. Gemi, rubber, siv is some type of leaf that's on the palm tree, I think. I don't know exactly what these things are, but look at the Mishnah Berurah for the explanation here. Mishnah Berurah says, siv katan yud gimel, shall pishtan, af she'en mekablan tuma. So pishtan is not going to be makabel tuma. A rope is not going to be makabel tuma. And pishtan, flax, grows from the ground. So why is it possible? She'enim kli, they're not kalim. So why is it possible? Mikol makom nishtana tsurason. It changes from its initial form. Ve'ena nira kigidule karka. It doesn't appear as if it grows from the ground. Upashet dehuadin b'chavalim shel canvas. So any type of rope which loses its initial appearance, it can't be, and it's not clear that it grew from the ground, that's possible because it's maris ayin. So therefore, you'd be very, very careful when using rope or the strings that we'll get to in just a moment when holding the mats together, that the mats have come together tied with some type of rope or string. It has to be a type of a chavalim that is actually kosher, that you could still tell that hasn't been transformed so much, where you could still tell that it's something that grew from the ground. So you'll see different types of these mats that have the most mehudar schach mats have the worst strings, of course, because they're not really string or rope. They just start ripping apart, like straw looks like. This straw that's pretty much holding it together because of this din here. So we'll get to the mats. This is the next halacha, the mats, and a little bit about the idea of the type of ropes and strings you could use to hold them together. So that's the ropes. So also if a person, let's say, wants to use ropes to hold down the schach, what type of ropes can be used. So about maimed. So we're going to do tomorrow night about being maimed and maimed and maimed, about rope, putting a rope or using plastic to hold it down or different things. So some are makpid that if you're going to use something to hold down the schach, you should use the kasher string. I don't know where you find the kasher string, but maybe the sukkah stores sell these things, but has to be one of the chavalim, if you're makbid for this, that are kasher according to this halacha. But again, we'll learn tomorrow more that it's not necessary that you have to get such a chumrah of a kasher rope. It's possible even the plastic ones could be sufficient according to many poskim. Fine. Let's now discuss mats, and we'll finish off after discussing mats, for tonight at least. So Shulchan Aruch writes, Siv Vav. Do you have a minyan, by the way? Close to. We do, yeah, okay. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Siv Vav, b'machtzeles shakonim v'kash v'shifa v'gemi. You have a type of mat made from reed or different types of material. Bein shi chalaka shirui l'shchiva. Whether it's very smooth and really fit for lying down on. Bein shein chalaka, even if it's not very fit, it's a little bit bumpy and uncomfortable. Shein rui l'shchiva, and it's not fit for shchiva. We don't really care of how comfortable it is. We care imhi katana. If it's something that's small, so then stama omedesh l'shchiva, so then pashtus is it was made for a mat, for someone to sleep on, even though it's uncomfortable. The different grades of mats. So there's a higher grade that's very smooth, and then there's a lower grade which is a little bit more uncomfortable. But they're assuming right now a small mat is something that was made for shchiva to lie down on. And since it's made to shchiva for a purpose, it's mekabelas tuma. Ve'ein mesachin ba, you can't use it for schach, elim kein asa l'sikach. Now this is where it gets a little tricky. Unless it was dafka made, it was manufactured for the purpose of schach. But then the Ramah says, which means, the hainu, shiro b'nei oso ha'ir, oso noso l'sikach, which really means we don't care how the manufacturer made it. The question is, why do people buy it? So it could be there, I'm not sure there'd be much nafka mina. Most likely the manufacturers are going to make it to whatever the demand is of the customers. So whatever the idea is, whatever the minhag of the city is, that's going to dictate whether or not this mat is for a sichach or not. So again, a stam, small mat, is going to be used for shchiva, for lying down in puzzle, unless you know that most manufacturers make it for the purpose of schach. Vim hi gedola, says the Mechaber, if it's a very big mat, so then we can assume stama omedesh l'sikach u'mesakim ba pashtus was made to put some type of covering, and elam kenasal l'shchiv, unless it was dafka made for the purpose of sleeping, a very big bed to sleep on, a big mat to sleep on, dehainu sheminag hamakom l'shchavale, which means that most likely most people are buying it for a purpose of covering their roofs, and therefore it was made for that purpose as well. Okay, then continue going in the Mechaber. V'hani mi leishen lasaf. It's only true if there's no lip, because if there's a lip, then definitely aval imesh lasaf. If there's a lip holding something up, then be'inyan shirui lakaba, that it could hold the water or a fruit or something inside this mat. So then afilu imenital svasa, even if you remove the lip, ein mesachim ba, because once there was a kli eitz that was makabel tuma, that had a little base kibul, so then it's pasul forever. So that part is not relevant to us. But this last line is, the Ramah says, "B'makom shenagu likboa machtzlals ba'gagin k'ein tikra ein mesachim ben." Now here's another factor. So the first point of this discussion, the Shulchan Aruch, was what was the goal of making the mat? Was it for shchiva or was it not for shchiva? But if it's a place where everyone uses the mats to use as their rooftops, so then there's another problem of you can't use it because it looks like a tikra. So same idea we'll see tomorrow night probably. You can't use very wide boards of wood, because boards of wood are what people use for the roofs. So then if you use it for my schach, even though really it's kosher schach, it's wood, it's not a kli, but since it looks like a tikra, it's possible. So if you live in a community where they would use these mats for their roof, so that would be a different reason. It would disqualify all types of mats.
What if you use the mats for, let's say, like a rug? What if they use it for like a shade?
A shade is not considered a kli. That the Gemara in Be'ah says is not a kli. A shade and a vilon is not considered a kli. For rug, I don't think it's meant to hold something. It's meant to just—I don't know for sure. But I'm guessing just—it's nice. It's display. It's noi. It's not meant to hold something on it. I would imagine that wouldn't qualify as a kli either. So there's some complicated mishaburas here to work through. I'm not going to go through right now, but let's just pick one line out from the mishabura and then get to halach l'maisa in our our mats nowadays. So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, the first wide line in the Mishnah Berurah, go towards the end of the line where he says Vida. The last six words of the line, the last five words of the line, Vida. Dibimakomos halalu, in these places where we live, says the Chavetz Chaim, kol machzeles asuyos l'shchiva. All of them are made for sleeping. No one makes them for schach. Meaning they lived in Europe. They don't need to make schach. It's not sitting outside where it's nice out. In the Middle East, where it's hotter in the desert, so then you have such a thing of having schach. But there's no such thing as schach every day of the year in Europe. So the stam mats that were made there was for the main purpose of lying down to sleep on, and therefore they're all disqualified. Mimkein, afilu hu asa l'sikach. Even if you yourself made it for sikach, you can't go against the rest of the world here. Gam kein ein mesachin ba. No one could use it. It's not a good schach. So now, bezmanze, where we live, whether it's in America, whether it's Eretz Yisrael, no one sleeps on mats. It doesn't exist, and we sleep on mattresses. So the only mats that are being made nowadays is made for the purpose of schach. So therefore, it would be kosher to use a schach, one of these mats, for your schach. Problem is, there are other issues with it. Based on this halacha right now, we say that the mats can be used, but Rav Yashu was against it for different reasons. Rav Yashu says that there's a concern that since the mats are so big and they're all attached to each other, so there's a halacha later on, the Magen Avraham writes in Siman Tav Reish Chaf Vav, that when you have many small beams of wood that are nailed together, it's now viewed as a big board. And a big board, if it's four tefachim wide, is possible because it looks like a tikra. So the mats that they were talking about apparently weren't so attached to each other. But ours are so stuck to each other in such a way, he thinks as a din of a board, and a board that's four tefachim wide, says the Rav Yashiv, it's considered pasul. That's what he points out.
Number 10, machzeles asuyos minisri eitz, what's that word?
It means, not wood chips, I forget exactly what it means. Not sure. So anyway, so these things he thought was possible because it has a din of a board since they're all attached with each other. And he says, but what do you mean? But doesn't rain pass through? So doesn't that show it's not a board? Rain comes through the mats. It's not considered a board then. So he says that doesn't really make it into a, doesn't remove its status of being a board. If I've got a board and there are a couple holes in it and the rain comes through those couple holes, is that going to disqualify it from being a board? No, it's a board to board. So too, when you have the schach all tied together, that's a flimsy board, but still considered a board. And therefore, he paskined that one should not use the mats unless they're no wider than four tefachim, and really the best is no wider than three tefachim. So if you have mats that are one, two, and add a third fist here, that wide, those are the types of mats you could use, which is really no better than just putting bamboo down instead. So therefore, Rav Yashiv was not very fond of using these mats. Now, furthermore, you have to be concerned that the type of string that is tying them together, holding the mat together, also has to come from string that we discussed earlier, that's a string or rope that's considered not, that's still considered kosher schach.
That's only no bigger than three tefachim.
Which one?
The string that needs to be used to connect it, according to Rav Yashiv, still has to be less than four tefachim.
Correct.
It's not that the using the string doesn't help you with the longer mat.
No, using a string makes it worse. He thought the string had the same din as a nail. Have your mats ever come apart?
Yes.
Really? Oh, okay. You don't store them well enough. Okay. They're not like nails, but they're strong enough to hold on to like a board. I've never seen a mat fall apart like that. But okay, go to the Spergels, you find crazy things there. So the beam, so he thought since they're so attached to each other, has a din of a board and therefore be possible because it looks like a ticker, like a ceiling.
How come we're not worried about lovers when it comes to one?
What do you mean? I know what love means, but how is he applying it to here? What's the concern? No, but the Indian of a board is only when it's actually attached to each other. If it's lava, just says halachically, we view them as being close to each other. But the board is when the mamash attached to each other, where it looks like a roof. See them? Okay. Fine. So Rav Ozner writes further that person does not need to be machmir when it comes to a mat. because no one uses the mats as roofs. Who uses it? Who uses it as their ceiling, as their boards? No one actually uses the mats. I understand the case later on where you nail together small boards, makes one big board. If you look in my roof, underneath my roof, you'll see there are boards underneath it. But no one actually uses mats for their roof, and therefore he thought it is no concern, and one is in fact allowed to use the mats. I believe if you look in the Hashkacha, I think they call Rav Azna. I think he's the one who gives the Hashkacha on all these different mats, I believe. Rav Shlomo Zalman also paskin that one's allowed to use the mats too, because he says they're so flimsy, it doesn't compare to the beams that we speak about later on, the boards we speak of later on, and therefore he paskin as well, one's allowed to use these mats. Now Rav Azna adds further, now there is no chashash of maimid of the chutim, he's not concerned with that, because the beams themselves are capable of staying on their own. We'll see this tomorrow, that whenever the schach is capable of staying on their own with a normal wind, so if you're putting on just extra layers, just as a safety precaution in case there's ruach she'en mitzuyah, in case a hurricane comes, so that's not considered a psul in terms of that. But again, if it's strong enough to stand on its own, so an extra maimid won't disqualify it. So if you wrap it with the plastic little things on top of it, as long as the schach on its own right could stay with the ruach mitzuyah, those plastics, or if strings are being used, won't disqualify it from being a maimid. That's the Rav Vosner's point. Now, the real best etzah to do is to place a beam on top of the schach to hold it down. On top of it, place a beam or two so the schach stays. It's helpful this way, the wind doesn't blow it away. Number two is, in case the string that's being wrapped around the schach is not a kosher string, so then, well, once you put a beam on top, the beam is really, the wooden beam is really holding the schach down, and the strings are really not accomplishing anything there. That would really remove the strings from ever being considered a maimon. That's really the best etzah. What?
Who was that?
The beam?
Yeah, who was
that? They quote here, Rav Vosner makes a suggestion. I think so. I think he does. I could be wrong, though, because now at the end here he says, in the end of the day, Rav Vosner was not very fond of it. Why?
No beams.
Because no one used it.
We can't use the beams?
No, he says in the end of the day by the mats, he himself felt that she'ena rotzeh lahachshir l'schach machatel zo, he didn't want to give a hechshir on it. Mach ma shelo nagu l'sachich, but no one does that.
That's because of Bedazki l'shachich.
Okay, could be. Okay, not for now though. So he was concerned if you permit one type of mat, so some other company is going to come out with a different mat, which isn't a kosher one, and then you're going to start confusing them. So he thought, low plug, you shouldn't allow machatels. Even though b'halacha you could find the heter to use them, he thought one shouldn't use it. So what he gave the hechsher for the kenes ones, which is the, you ever see the Mahudr ones? Mahajim and Mahajim and Mahajim, those Hashkacha. So those are pretty much bamboo together that is being tied by straw, and those made that fell apart.
That's okay.
Yeah, exactly. You paid extra because it's more Mahudr. So all it is, it's bamboo that's tied with straw.
Right.
And this way you get around all the issues that way. So those are the best type, but also, of course, into the best or the weakest type, and those are the ones that fall apart. But if you want to use the other type,
what are the other types?
The one that have the flat, like flat wood.
But these real wood, it's wood slat.
Yeah, it's real wood. Yeah, wood slat. Yeah,
they're like reeds.
It's like that. So there's no holes in them. You look at mine. I got a few in my garage. I'll show it to you. They have they're flat. Whatever.
You know, like a reed that you play a clarinet. The reed. That's what they look like. Those reeds.
Okay. Anyways. So those reeds, anyways, if you want to use those reeds, the flat ones, which are certainly higher quality, so to avoid any issues, you could just place the wood beams over it, in which case, even if the strings that are being used are possible strings, you don't really need the strings anymore because you're relying on the wood beams going across it to kasher.
But the wood beam can't be too wide.
It can't be too wide. I don't know how wide it is, but I don't think the beam is really considered wide enough.
The bamboo mats with the whatever, those are lechakila.
Yeah. 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 Okay.
What's that?